From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Rohrman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a Tuesday deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal to lift international sanctions in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to vote no in Sunday's referendum on whether the country should accept European bailout terms. Three recent polls of likely voters put the yes vote narrowly ahead of no. Jean-Claude Juncker is the European Commission president.
Even in the case of a yes vote, we'll have to face difficult negotiations. In the case of a no vote, the Greek position will be dramatically weak.
Greece is cut off from further European aid after failing Tuesday to meet a deadline for repaying $1.8 billion owed to the International Monetary Fund. Witnesses are saying that Boko Haram militants have executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group. Also, heavy gunfire was heard on the edges of the Borno state capital, Maiduguri. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week and the killing of more than 150 people in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office May 29th. Syrian Observatory observers say the ancient Muslim antiquities from Palmyra that Islamic State said it took from a smuggler and destroyed may have been fakes. Even so, the chief of the UN cultural organization is condemning the Islamic State's. This is